To quote a lyric from the recently passed songwriter Burt Bacharach, "What the world needs now is love. This is the day set aside for love. Valentine's Day. It's probably equally adored and reviled." Some are quick to point out it's connected to a massacre. It's not, really. Well, there was that unfortunate episode in 1929 involving mobsters and a lot of red. There are those who think it's a hallmark, i.e. made-up, holiday designed to sell greeting cards, flowers, jewelry, and candy. To which I say, who cares? Bring it all on. Then there's a segment of society that really embraces all things red and heart-shaped. Whether it be a cookie or a pizza, a diamond or a locket, these people enjoy the celebration and all it represents. I've always looked at it a bit differently. I don't think a Valentine necessarily means a sweetheart. Remember in elementary school when we would make or decorate paper cards for each and every student in the class? I don't know if that is still a tradition, but I hope it is. It made a statement that everyone is a friend and on Valentine's Day all are special. As a child, mom and dad were your Valentines as you made special art projects just for them. I'm pretty sure my first heart-shaped box of candy came from my dad, a frilly red velvet box, and the memory remains sweet. And I don't mean the chocolate. Who can forget the magical feeling of your first flowers received from your high school crush? I don't know about you, but flowers received from anyone at any time have never lost their luster. Dandelion or orchid, same special feeling. Through the years life happens, death, breakups, marriage, divorce. You name it. So, it became necessary and healing to redefine the meaning of a Valentine. It doesn't have to be romantic. Girlfriends, who I think are referred to as galentines, are definite examples of people you hold close to your heart. They lift you up, encourage, support, and share gallons of ice cream should the circumstance require such drastic measures. Guy friends, and I sincerely hope you have many, are worth their weight in gold. Platonic relationships can feel deeper than those with physical strings attached. What about pets? We all know they are family, so why wouldn't they be Valentines? They offer company, comfort, security, and affection. That's what love is. February 14 at home with my cat on my lap doesn't seem pitiful to me. It seems precious. Don't forget yourself. I probably should have started there. You should be your own Valentine. There's no shame in celebrating yourself and all you've accomplished. What better day than to give yourself the gift of a favorite meal, wine, book, or outing? A little retail therapy can be great for the soul and/or heart. For that matter, concentrate on your own beating heart. What will make it stronger? With some very disturbing stories recently of young people suffering from heart issues, we could all use a checkup on the most important muscle we have, right? February is a dreary month, so anything that spices it up works for me. So, on this Valentine's Day, just a reminder that love comes in all forms, shapes and sizes, and you can celebrate it in a million different ways. Circling back to Mr. Bacharach. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some but for everyone.